Com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. It is the Wednesday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got the updates section there for you, which keeps you in touch with the latest in regards to the show. All the news that you need to know, whether it be just an announcement of a brand new affiliate, which we might be announcing soon. We can't say anything right now. It is exciting.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Or maybe just announcing a new Shriner on the website, which is something that we did earlier today via the updates list. There's a brand new Shriner on the website.
Kind of hot.
She's not bad looking. She's crazy as hell, but she's not bad looking.
That's the way it works.
It
seems to be the story of my life.
So if you want to get clued into all the updates, all the news in regards to Free Talk Live, the quickest, easiest way to do it is go to the website at freetalklive.com, sign up for the updates. It's absolutely free. It's on the house, just like everything else at the website, free at freetalklive.com. Now, the show is about you. It's about what you want to talk about. You bring up whatever's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. And we talk to you about it. It's that simple. I mean, you can literally interrupt the show, literally change the topic, hijack the airwaves. And, of course, every night we bring in stuff that we want to talk about. But if your calls are rolling in, we'll never get to it. Although, I'll tell you what, I mean, there's prep galore this week. Some days are dry. Some days are just prep all over the place. And this is one of those days. Yesterday was one of those days. So, again, it's to the point where I don't know where we're going to start tonight.
I wish we hadn't had that Supreme Court prep from 2 days ago.
You wish we hadn't had
no.
it? Oh, I wish that case didn't happen either.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this, Jason?
I don't know what you're referring.
Since Jason's only here on Wednesdays, he's kind of out of the loop because every other day of the week you're playing Xbox during the times when we'd be on the air.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bad news on Monday, man. Supreme Court has now ruled in a major decision, 6-2, that the police now, when they pull you over for speeding, burnout taillight, for whatever reason, they pull you over,
right,
they can bring the drug dogs out and circle them around your vehicle with no cause whatsoever. Just because they feel like it.
Mm. Wasn't that the case, and then it got overturned?
That's right. Illinois Supreme Court said this is unconstitutional, and then the state of Illinois took it up to the federal Supreme Court level, and they voted 6-2 in favor of the state of Illinois. So now it's a national decision, and that means that your local police department may start taking advantage of that.
Yep. Awful. Let's just pull them over and sniff the cars.
So, yeah, so it may just be a matter of time before we start hearing stories about that. Manwich, you didn't have a chance to tell me before the show what you've got, so if you've got something really hot, do it. Otherwise, we'll let Jason leave the show tonight.
The deadliest day for the U.S. and the Iraqi war.
Is that what it is today?
It is. In fact, there was a helicopter crash with 37 Marines in it, and not to mention, excuse me, there was 32 Marines in the helicopter, but there were five more that died in Iraq today. So 37 Americans died in Iraq today.
Now, was the helicopter shot down, or was it just one of those, like, some sort of malfunction?
Malfunction.
Yeah.
But if everybody wasn't in it, then, you know, it wouldn't happen. You don't hear about a lot of helicopter crashes.
It wouldn't have happened. Right.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of soldiers that die over there because of equipment malfunctions and things like that.
Sure.
So you'd think they'd take a little bit better care of their vehicles, but then again, they're the government.
Well, it
happens
too, you know.
There have been complaints over the vehicles.
Really? Well, I mean, oh, you mean of the armament?
Correct.
Yes, that is true.
Well, when your car breaks down, it just sits there.
Right.
When your helicopter breaks down, you've got a problem.
Yeah, that's true.
There is a little trick, by the way, for landing a helicopter that's engine stopped. You get right above the ground, and like they pull a lever or something, and it causes it. You know, the wing, the propellers are spinning on the way down because there's air rushing through them, even though they're not running. So there's like they do something at the very end that kind of like slow the crash.
Obviously, it didn't help them very much in this case, whatever that was.
Who knows what happened? Yeah.
So bad scene over there.
You know what's kind of funny is you know what they call the nut at the top of that holds the propeller on a helicopter?
No, I don't.
What's that?
The Jesus nut.
Really?
Because if that nut comes off, Jesus is the only one that's going to be.
1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. We've got a lot to say. Actually, George Bush apparently gave his, and we don't normally talk about the big stories on this show, but, and I don't even know if this was a big story, but I guess it was some sort of a big deal because he gave his first press conference in his of his second term, and he basically kind of reiterated the talking points that he made in his inauguration speech, where he's basically saying he's going to take over the world with freedom. He's going to take over the world with freedom and end tyranny.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to maybe that tonight. But again, anything can happen here, and you can literally bring up anything. Jason, where are we going next?
Well, I've got... There are a lot of foolish things that have happened over in Iraq in the past few years. A lot of it due to just nearsightedness. But I think that the stupidest act on either side of the case is capturing people, videotaping them, and then killing them.
Why?
It's stupid on both sides of the issue. It's stupid on the Iraqis' part, the fellas who are capturing these Americans and holding them hostage and then killing them, because these videotapes are just they're just fodder for the propaganda machine over here.
Yeah, okay.
Saying these people are animals. There's no reason why we shouldn't be over there.
Okay.
And
yeah, but how else are they going to get attention?
But it's not the right kind of attention.
It doesn't matter what they do, though. They're never going to get the right kind of attention from the U.S. government press release people. And, of course, it's the U.S. government people, the people that do the press releases, that the media feed off of. I mean, they just take whatever the U.S. government says and report it as news. So, I mean, even if the Iraqi insurgency wrote George Bush a nice letter saying, we'd like you to leave the country, that wouldn't even get reported on.
Sure.
I mean, what are they supposed to do?
I see his point, though.
I do see the point.
Because the fact is, like, for instance, there's quite a few talk show hosts out there advocating, or at least one talk show host that I can think of offhand, and there's probably more, advocating dropping a bomb on, a bomb on, like, Fallujah and
there's
those
plenty of listeners
things.
Advocating that, too.
And, yes. And those sorts of videos only propagate those sorts of opinions.
Okay, that's true.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
So it's more likely that they would do crazier people that will be more behind the war effort, as it were.
Well, what you're both bringing out here are different points that back up the old axiom that violence begets violence. I mean,
yes.
We're over there, our soldiers are over there killing innocent Iraqis, and that's angering the Iraqis who hadn't fought before, or hadn't considered becoming terrorists before, who they come home to Fallujah and find their house bombed out, grandma's body laying there, entrails coming out of her and that sort of a thing. And then they decide that they're fed up with this American occupation and they're going to join the insurgency. And they then therefore turn around and get violent back on the American soldiers, so more American soldiers die. And then, of course, as you're saying, they capture the supposed innocents from the area and hold them at gunpoint, which makes them look worse and makes them look violent. And of course, it just turns around and makes the angry rednecks in this country even angrier.
Hoot and holler.
Yeah, or dirty tailheads. I say nuke them. And then, of course, then if we dropped a nuclear weapon on there, who knows what sort of violence that would bring back against us. So it won't
bring any violence from the people they drop it on.
It's really a vicious cycle of abuse, is what it is. No, it wouldn't bring violence from them necessarily, but
somebody's going to be very angry.
Yeah. Anyone right. who knew those
just as
people.
Angry as we'd be, by the way, if they dropped a nuclear
sure.
weapon over here.
Yeah. So it's just a bad situation, and the only way it's ever going to come to an end is if we end it.
That's right. There's by being over there, we're creating insurgents, we're creating rebels. If we weren't over there, then...
And the rednecks who are basically hooting and hollering over this whole thing are never going to get that through their heads. I'm sure.
No,
I don't
not.
Think they can figure that part out.
I don't think they can either.
We want to hear from you, though, if you've got an opinion. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Actually, speaking of the war and people who feel strongly about it, there's a woman who was threatened by a police officer to remove an anti-Bush bumper sticker from her car. We'll talk about that next. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind. Anything goes. You got a rant you want to get off your chest? You got some sort of agenda that you want to push? By all means, pick up the phones and get interactive at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. And you can also log on to our website and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
And you can sign up, or you can use the live streaming. If you're currently listening to the show on a terrestrial radio station, but you're out of your normal listening area, and you want to listen to the show when you go home, but it's not on a terrestrial radio station where you're at, first, call the program director at your local talk station.
Yes.
And ask them to carry Free Talk Live. Second, you can use the live streaming that we have on there. It's the same feed that we send to our syndicator.
That's right.
And so it's very high quality, and it, you'll like it.
Absolutely.
It's great.
And it's free at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this whole war thing. I mean,
that's right.
Jason, you brought up that you're concerned with the hostage videos that are coming out of the Middle East, that are coming out of Iraq, where the insurgents capture somebody, hold a gun or a machete or whatever to his head, threaten to kill the individual if so-and-so isn't released from jail, or if the United States doesn't withdraw its troops, or whatever the demand might be. And it's kind of pointless, you're right.
It is very pointless.
They must think they're doing something, though. They must feel like they are getting across to someone with this sort of thing, or maybe they just are just so angry that that's the only thing they can think to do. You know, because what other options do they have? I mean, if you're an insurgent, what are you going to do? I mean, what kind of ways are you going to get your message out to the people, to the public? I mean, because I'm pretty sure these messages are intended for the American people,
mm-hmm.
so it will entice them to call for a change in our foreign policy. But what would you do to express your feelings a little bit more creatively?
Instead of chopping someone's head off.
You know, I don't know. Never been in this situation, I hopefully never will be.
I mean, it's one thing to get on Al Jazeera and tell your story there. There are some.
They can start
Americans.
A radio program.
There you go.
Well, again, you're looking at just things that are going to get shut off. I mean, Al Jazeera is a news network that definitely has some alternative opinions and some alternative news, and only now and then will you see mention of it over here. So it wouldn't really do you very good to get on there and complain. You're not going to be able to call into Bill O'Reilly's show or anything like that and get on the air.
It's an idea.
I mean, it is an idea. It's just
Bill O'Reilly would definitely let you on the air.
These
if you
guys
were,
feel like they're out of options.
Just hang up on you after right. you disagreed with him.
These guys feel like they're out of options, and I'm sure they're just so angry at their friends and family being killed and dismembered by explosions and bullets and that sort of thing. That this is the only thing they can think of, and it's bloodlust, and it's horrible, but that's war. I mean, I'm not making an excuse for it, and nor am I making an excuse for what we're doing to them. It's all bad, and as we mentioned before, the only way to get out of it is to stop, but unfortunately, nobody who's in charge has that option in mind.
No.
This article off of LouRockwell.com, Paul Craig Roberts, it's a short one. He says, readers in numbers beyond my ability to reply individually have challenged me whether President Bush's inaugural speech is a statement of his intentions or merely a celebration of himself and American democracy. Surely Bush doesn't actually believe that America has the power to remake the world in its own image other than by being an example for others to follow. You don't think he really believes that, do you?
Well, yeah, I do.
Yeah, he definitely does, and he's totally nuts. He's absolutely clinically insane. He's either insane, totally evil, or completely ignorant. One of those three.
He has to be. It's none of those.
How can it be anything besides one of those three?
It's not so. The thing is people don't think about the Constitution. It's not a living and breathing...
The president should damn well think about the Constitution.
He's not thinking about it any more than the American people...
Well, then he's ignorant.
Look,
then you're arguing for ignorance.
Look, I was listening to a talk radio show just the other day,
okay.
And they were asking three questions of some people. They were asking, who was the Secretary of State who was just confirmed this week?
Mm-hmm.
Answer?
Condoleezza Rice.
Very good. They wanted to know, what was the title of the American National Anthem?
Star Spangled Banner.
No one answered that, but that would probably be the largest majority answer besides after I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, but yes, in fact, it is the Star Spangled
uh-huh.
Banner. And
well, I'm not a nationalist.
Number
so, okay.
three is, who is Simon Cowell?
No idea.
Yeah.
He's the mean British guy on...
oh, yeah. Cowell, not Crowell.
Well, I see, the thing is I didn't know who the hell it was either.
But did the answer, the people who were answering know?
Yes. The only answer
they knew the pop culture answer.
They knew the
saying.
Pop culture
yeah.
answer. There's, in fact, another question. There's four questions.
Okay.
But the other one was the pop culture, too. And I can't even remember it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but...
Well, it's one thing for the American people to be ignorant about politics. But for the politicians themselves, that's pathetic.
I'm just trying to make a point here is it's problem solving. We're going to solve this here terrorist problem. That's all.
No, it's not. It's
that's what he's saying to himself.
It's violating the Constitution.
Granted.
And anybody, if he's taking an oath to uphold the Constitution, you'd think he'd have some
sort of... He wouldn't be the first person to violate that oath
in the last
century.
No, you're right. He's not the first person. He's not. But that doesn't excuse him from violating it.
I'm not saying it does. I'm not trying to excuse him. You're just saying
well,
he's freaking
like you
insane.
Are. It sounds like you're a
you're saying
I think he's
nuts.
One of the three. I think he's either insane,
no.
totally ignorant, which now that's what you're arguing for, man. Which you're arguing for his ignorance, right?
I'm saying that the Constitution has been ignored flat out for a long, long
no,
time.
That's no excuse. That sounds like you're defending him because of that.
I don't
care if Bill Clinton
that.
Ignored the Constitution. I don't care if George Bush Sr. ignored the Constitution. I don't care if Ronald Reagan ignored the Constitution all the way on back until, you know, whoever. Because they all ignored
Abraham
it in
Lincoln?
Some aspect.
You know?
No, oh, he definitely
he
ignored
did.
It.
That's
he's probably
like
one of the
start.
Worst. He's probably the worst violator of it. The most original worst violator of it. Killing his own countrymen. That's a sick bastard right there. 1-800-259-9231-800. So you agree with me that he's ignorant, then?
I'm saying...
Ignorance is bliss for
no,
this man.
No, I'm not saying that he's entirely ignorant. I'm saying it's just not something people
it,
care
then?
About anymore.
If he's not entirely like, ignorant, then he must have some shred of comprehension.
They consider,
he sure talks a good game about freedom. He uses that word a lot. He said he planted the flag for liberty today. That's what he said today.
Wow. He believes... that the Constitution and all its little rules that, you know, that govern how the president is supposed to act, you know, and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that those rules are outmoded, that in today's society with the kind of danger that we're facing.
How do you know he thinks that?
Because
have you talked to him?
No, I'm telling you that's what people, I believe that's what he thinks.
He believes the rules are outmoded. So he's somebody like who thinks the Constitution's a living document? Is he one of those people?
One of those people, yes.
And that living document means it says something besides what it says now.
That means it can mean whatever we want it to mean.
Right. Yeah. Right. And it could be amended to suit whatever quest he wants to go.
Without even amending
it, apparently. It can be amended to mean whatever. But
no, but I don't think anyone's bothered to amend it since, what, the 70s? When was the last amendment that went in there?
93, I believe.
Really?
What was that?
Let's see.
He's got it out right here.
Constitution.
Good man.
1-800-25. We have a moment to look that up. 800-259-9231. Toll free. What do you think? Is the president completely ignorant? Is he totally nuts? Or is he evil? Or is it something else? I want to know what you think. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control, even change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Hello, Manwich.
Hi, and Manwich.
You're here doing a talk radio show.
I'm sorry, I got
you're
confused.
You're a talk radio host. 1-800-259, just reminding you who you are today.
Thanks.
800-259-9231. And don't forget to log on. Get interactive with us on the website at freetalklive.com. We have hundreds of users on our bulletin board system. Some people call it a message board or a forum. We've got thousands of posts for you to surf around through. Everything from flame wars to intelligent conversation and everything else in between. All there for you on the house. Quick to register, easy and secure and private and all that other good stuff at freetalklive.com. So get interactive with us. The question on the table before we left there was, is George Bush crazy? Is he, like, totally nuts? Is he completely ignorant? Or is he evil? Now, our board operator, Bob, says he's all of the above. And now that I think of it, it makes sense.
It does make sense. I would say he's all three, but a lot less evil than ignorant and crazy.
Got it.
I can't. What you evil, just I cannot say evil. No, sorry.
Okay.
I think what could be construed as evil is just severe ignorance.
We're going to go to the phones. Nolan in East Texas. Maybe Nolan has an answer for us. Nolan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
I don't really know how anybody could be that dumb. Okay, you can't be ignorant enough to perpetually sink this country. I mean, if it's all out of stupidity once in a while, you're going to make a mistake in our favor.
Okay.
So I'm saying that, you know, while maybe he's not the one making the choices, he's happily going along with it.
Taxes have been reduced in the last since he's been in office.
That's not true, man.
It is
spending
absolutely
has
true.
Not been reduced.
Whoa,
therefore, taxes haven't been reduced. Okay, he may have reduced taxes in one area, but they've probably raised them somewhere else to make up for it. Not a fair statement.
Income
you're not paying
taxes
attention.
Have been reduced.
It doesn't matter if he has reduced taxes across the board. The inflationary spending that's reducing every penny I've ever had in my pocket is still going on at a rampant pace.
That's true.
So I can never get ahead. I'm further in debt no matter how much he hands me.
Well,
it doesn't
now,
matter.
Inflation hasn't been high in the last
but it's constant.
Decade and something. It is constant.
Maybe the numbers that you're getting aren't high, but if we've got billions that have disappeared out of the Department of Defense, Department of Justice.
Sure.
Guys, we're spending billions of dollars. I mean, when I was a kid, I heard the term millions of dollars, and it was a large figure.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I mean, you want to talk about inflation, look at what things cost in 1904 versus 2004 or 2005. I mean, the inflation has slowly but surely eaten away at the value of the dollar big time. I mean, I've heard numbers that said the dollar has lost 96% of its value since it was originally created.
When I was in the fifth grade, I saw milk cross the dollar mark.
Hmm.
Now it's over three.
Oh, for a gallon, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
gallon
right.
Of milk.
Hmm.
And when I was a kid, a Coke was a dime. You can go spend a buck on a stupid Coke.
Yeah, pretty quickly.
And,
not more,
and not
depending on where
anything,
you are.
You know, you still don't have anything. But
right.
The point I'd like to make is that, okay, and I hear this argument raised all the time, people justifying a situation by saying, well, he's not the first one to do that.
He's certainly not.
You know, you messed up too. You made a mistake too. So what? So you're justified in making a mistake? I broke my foot. What are you going to do? Get even by breaking your arm? No. No, okay, I made a mistake. And what are you going to do? You're going to learn from it?
Well, George Bush doesn't think he's making mistakes, though.
Well, I wish he'd just ask me, be happy to tell him he's not making. I'll tell you what, he's not making mistakes. These are not mistakes. These are choices thought out.
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't think that much.
The Constitution.
Maybe he doesn't think that much. I mean, like Manwich has said before, when you hand this man a bill and a pen, he just has an urge to sign. I mean, he's never vetoed a single bill in his entire over four years in office now. So maybe it's just sort of an involuntary thing, and he just doesn't even think about the bills that are in front of him.
Well, you know, if that's how it is, and he knows it, and the people around him know it, why in the hell haven't they said, look, George, you know, you've really got a job bigger than your brain. Maybe you should ask somebody with some character and a backbone to make some righteous choices.
Do you really think that President Bush has people around him that would tell him that?
Come on, man. He doesn't have anybody around him that would make those types of choices. Look who my goodness, man. We've got the biggest bunch of liars up there.
Oh, I don't think lying's anything new with this particular Republican administration.
Well, If you'll go around and just look at who's holding what jobs, and I'm not talking about elected officials, I'm talking about appointed people,
mm-hmm.
like Department of the Interior, you'll see that is formerly a lobbyist for the lumber people.
It's the good old boys network, that's for darn sure.
Well, come on, man, it's all conflict of interest.
Yeah.
And look who's watching, riding herd over the FCC. Here's somebody who can shut your radio station down. Who is he? Colin Powell's son.
Well, he's gone now. He just resigned.
Yeah, great.
Not that means anything. They're just going to replace him with someone worse.
The situation was there.
Right.
And we've got Condoleezza Rice now watching over everybody that's making our foreign policy.
This is some frightening stuff going on. I mean, did you hear his inauguration speech or any part of it?
I heard just enough of it that I had to run for the Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah. Thankfully, I didn't hear any of it. I just had to read. I just read some of the excerpts. So we read them last week and just tore the hell out of his speech. This man wants to go and chase tyranny around the world. He is actually coming out, and now it's not just a war on terrorism anymore. It's going to be a war on tyranny. He hasn't called it that yet, but that's what he's talking about.
Sometime during a presidential debate, if we ever have another one, because we may never have another presidential election.
Yeah, if there's a martial law in 2008, sure.
But yeah, I would like to see the people who are doing the little presidential debate questions, I'd like them to just whoop out a constitution and ask the people running for president a few questions right out of the Constitution.
Oh, Nolan, you live in fantasy land. Unfortunately, the presidential debates are in charge. The people in charge of them, they're the debate commission, which is made up of none other than the top dog Republican and Democrat, the people who've like been in charge of the Republican and Democrat parties for years. So they just don't allow real questions into the presidential debate.
You know what?
It's a nice scenario, though.
They don't allow real people to be president.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And,
Nolan,
and
you're
some idiots are wanting Schwarzenegger to be the next one. Yeah, that's what we need, is a foreign-born Nazi. We've got enough from here.
Yeah. Again, I don't think it would be too much different than what we have today. I mean, can it really get worse than this? I don't know.
I don't know, but this country is either going to take to the street or we're going to wind up behind fences.
I agree with that. Something has to change real soon if it's not going to go in either one of those two directions.
That's why I'm willing to move to New Hampshire.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Me too.
I just wonder what's going to happen if you take a bunch of real patriots and put them in one place. Hell, they'll bomb you.
I don't think so, Nolan.
Because it's not
the Civil War again.
Goes off.
I don't know. The thing is, Nolan, I've been doing this radio show, and Ian's had his opinions for 2 years, and mine are somewhere near his. They haven't killed us yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Alex Jones is way out from y'all, and he's still sucking air.
Yeah, good point, Nolan.
True.
Hey, we'll have to talk to you again. Thanks for the call, as usual.
I'll holler.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. It's that easy to participate in this show. You bring up anything. You can even change the topic. Otherwise, we'll continue to tell you about what this crazy, lunatic, ignorant jackass of a president has planned for the next 4 years. You won't believe it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Anything goes. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Personal, political, whatever. At 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. And don't forget you can log on and get interactive with us. And check out the archives. We've got the last 6 days worth of the show fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no $5 a month. No membership fee. It's just right there. Easy to grab. In fact, we're also podcasting the show. We're now the number 6 podcast in the world, quickly rising on the charts. You can cast your vote and help us out if you'd like. There's a little voting link right above the archive section. And you can vote every day. If you're a real nutty fan of the show, you really want to help us out, go and vote us 5 stars every day. If you hate the show, you can vote 1 star every day.
All the other shows on there, there was a message from one of the other show hosts on there that he didn't like the fact that we tell people that they can vote for us.
No, he didn't like the... Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
You're right about that. Well, too bad for him.
Because
people are voting for us. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So, again, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything, talking about the president. And we're reading an article from lewrockle.com by Paul Craig Roberts. The question at the top of the article is, does Bush really mean it? Does he really mean that he wants to go around the world and remake it in the image of America? Does he want to really spread freedom, as he puts it, to every nation in the world? Well, Mr. Roberts says, actually, it doesn't even matter what Bush believes or what Bush understands, because the neoconservatives believe it, and according to him, they control the Bush administration. Now, on the heels of Bush's inauguration speech, neoconservative Robert Kagan used his column in the Washington Post to set Bush's inaugural speech in stone as U.S. foreign policy. Kagan wrote this: "The goal of American foreign policy is now to spread democracy for its own sake, for reasons that transcend specific threats. In short, Bush has unmoored his foreign policy from the war on terrorism." So,
right.
It's not a war, like that's what I said earlier. It's not a war on terrorism anymore. It's a war on tyranny, or the war for democracy, whatever you want to call it. Bush hasn't named it anything cute yet.
No.
But that's what's going on.
Well, absolutely. I've always agreed with that.
Yeah.
I'm only saying that
I'm not saying you
did not evil.
I was just looking at you.
Okay.
So, this is precisely the goal of the neocons. It's why the neocons orchestrated intelligence and propaganda in order to bring about the invasion of Iraq, a country whose secular ruler suppressed terrorism. The neocons' writings clearly state their goal and long predate the September 11th attacks on the U.S. So they've been wanting to take over the world for a long, long time.
Oh,
just
yeah.
September 11th happened to be a convenient impetus for them to enact their little game plan there.
Oh, when was it that the Patriot Act was passed?
Right after
a matter of weeks after, like 2 weeks or something like that after September 11th.
Now you've seen the document.
It's huge.
Yeah. Do you think that could have been written?
No way. It was definitely on the back burner.
Oh yeah. And just waiting for the right time.
I hadn't really thought about that, but yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then nobody bothered to read it before they put it. I mean, nobody bothered to read it before they voted on it.
Well, they don't read anything that they vote on. I mean, that's that much.
I understand that, but it's just sad and pathetic. I just wanted to make sure people knew that. But sure. Nobody even knew what they were voting on. They just knew it says Patriot.
That's
we should
good.
Vote
well,
for it.
I'm a patriot.
Yeah.
Why not?
It says health care. Let's vote for that.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, the fact that they voted for it really doesn't matter because the president could have done it anyway.
Sure.
And it's a law that's unconstitutional.
Right.
So,
like most of our laws, most of our government programs,
it doesn't really matter. You know, like it's still unconstitutional. Doesn't matter.
He says the agenda of the neocons is independent of the war on terror. Many of those who signed the neocons' strategy documents hold presidential appointments in the Bush administration, and are the administration's most powerful members. If Bush were in control or had a brain, he would have shut Cheney up and fired all the neocons who produced the Iraqi disaster. Instead, despite the Iraqi mess, the Bush administration is publicly threatening to attack Iran, a country that has committed no terrorist or aggressive act toward the U.S., and of course Iraq didn't either.
Of course not, but it's all about the tyranny. And that's the justification for it.
Outposts of tyranny.
These guys are
right.
These are bad guys who are running these countries.
Right, we're good Americans.
Yeah. We just want to make the country good again.
We're infallible. The Pentagon has been ordered to prepare plans now for an attack on Iran. Apparently, the U.S. has already inserted special forces into Iran to gather intelligence. And as we report frequently on this show about the latest on the draft situation, the gears are in motion there as well. Because if this maniac who's in the office of presidency actually is serious about this, and he is, from all indicators, he's going to have to get those bodies from somewhere, those warm bodies that he needs to blow up and have catch bullets and that sort of thing.
And stop loss isn't going to cover it.
Stop loss is about running out of options, and the recruitment numbers are down, down, down. Now that's kind of telling. I mean, the idea that they can't recruit enough people.
Right, the people that have to fight the war don't want to go.
You know, I actually had a recruiter call my house
really
a couple days ago.
Oh, that must have been interesting.
I laughed.
Was he looking for you or your brother?
He was looking for me.
Okay.
And I,
because you play them video games online, they know. They know, son.
Last Starfighter. That's what it is. No, I received the call. They told me who they were. I laughed for about 15 seconds and hung up.
Oh, I would have played with them. You should at least listen to their pitch and then said something.
I wasn't in the mood for it.
Yeah. You want to get back to the game. He then says, the neocons are the greatest threat America has ever faced. Now, that's quite a statement.
That is.
The neocons are a greater threat than even the Red Scare, you know, in the 20th century.
I'd say it's tantamount to the Red Scare.
I think, yeah. The Red Scare was mostly government people trying to blow something out of proportion, whereas these neocons really are in control. They're really there, and they really are running the country right now.
It's scary.
They're the majority in Washington, D.C., 800-259-9231, and it's going to do nothing but destroy us from the inside out. 800-259-9231, if you've got a comment or want to change the topic completely, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We also have a live Saturday show from 8 till 10. Eastern Time in the evening. Again, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on, get interactive with us, and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. It is the place on the website. I mean, probably the most popular page on the site.
And we've got a new Shriner, so it's worth clicking on again.
We have dozens of Shriners there already of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors. All of them are ladies, and they all listen to the show. Now, we had a Shriner up there up until earlier today. Her name allegedly was Lindy, and she had taken a photograph allegedly of herself holding a sign that allegedly said that Free Talk Live rocks. However,
she's right, that part.
Free Talk Live does rock. A lot of people think so, and that's nice and all, but unfortunately it looked awful fake.
It did.
We immediately questioned it, but we decided to put it online anyway just to see what you guys thought. We put up a poll, and overwhelmingly you said you thought she was fake as well. And then on that same thread on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com where the voting was going on, somebody earlier today posted a link to the actual original picture, the original site that the picture came from that whoever it was edited and sent to us. So, having seen that, having seen the overwhelming votes against her, she's off the Shrine.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's something we've done is we created the validation option. You can check that out, ladies. We definitely encourage you to take it again at freetalklive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners.
That is just further proof
that we're the Shrine of Female Listeners. Point is not just to put babes on a website.
No, certainly not.
Yes, they have to be listeners.
I would say the majority of our Shriners are not babes. I mean, nothing against them or anything. It's just how it is. You have to, babes
Ian.
Babes in the conventional right. Plastic sense.
Certainly no
exactly.
bimbos.
Yeah, they're very intelligent ladies. This show 1-800-259 and yes, we do have a new Shriner. 1-800-259-9231. We're pretty convinced she's real. And again, that's at freetalklive.com. So finally, to wrap this whole Bush thing up, Paul Craig Roberts says the Bush administration is not establishing any democracies. It is starting a war that will last a generation. Now, according to Bush, it will last generations. And I have no reason to doubt him on that claim. he says that
you
is
believe
the,
that, do you?
Yeah.
You're not sure what else you believe, but you believe that part.
He says that's the neocon plan. They put their intentions in writing, just as Hitler did. It's no protection that their plan is detached from reality. Robespierre was detached from reality, and that did not stop him. So were Hitler, Lenin, Stalin, Mao, and Pol Pot. People with power in their hands who are detached from reality.
Robespierre?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either. Jason?
Robespierre.
Yeah. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
It sounds Frenchy. Sounds like a Frenchman or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says that people with power in their hands who are detached from reality are the most dangerous people of all. The delusional quality of their rantings disarms people from taking them seriously. Oh, they couldn't mean that, but they do. And he says that Americans need to wake up to the fact that they really mean this and stop indulging their macho kick the Muslim butts fantasies or their end-time rapture fantasies. But I really don't think that those people, those Americans, are going to wake up. It doesn't seem like anything could wake these people up. I mean, I don't even think that if there was another terrorism strike here in America, it's just going to make them more angry. Just like you were saying earlier, Jason, the more violence there is, the more bloodthirsty these people get.
Mm-hmm.
That's just their nature. I don't think that they can calm down. I don't think that they can become peaceful.
The only logical way to end all of this is to totally pull out.
And they're not going to argue. They're not going to want that. That they think that's a terrible idea. 1-800-259-9231. We want to hear from you. Again, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is Free Talk Live. Get interactive. Take control. 800-259-9231.
If you're tired of...